I'd like to share with you from John 12, beginning with verse 20. It's the gospel lectionary for today. John 12, verses 20 through 33. Listen to these words for the word of the Lord. Now some Greeks were among those who had come up to worship at the festival. And they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and made a request. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Philip told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus replied, the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I assure you that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it. And those who hate their lives in this world will keep them forever. Whoever serves me must follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be also. My Father will honor whoever serves me. Jesus goes on. Now, he says, now I am deeply troubled. What should I say? Father, save me from this time? No, for this is the reason I have come to this time. Father, glorify your name. And just then a voice came from heaven and said, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard and said, it's thunder. And others said, it's an angel who has spoken to him. And Jesus said, this voice wasn't for my benefit, but for yours. For now is the time for judgment of this world. Now this world's ruler will be thrown out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to me. He said this to show how he was going to die. This, brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord for the people of faith. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. So earlier we read from the prophet Jeremiah words that included these, God saying, I will make a new covenant. But it'll be different. This is the covenant where I will write my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. They all shall know me, for I will forgive and remember their sins no more. When we hold on to that, our call is to let go of fear and to find hope. It's to let go of dread and find confidence. It's to let go of hate and find love. It's to let go of hurt and find help. To remember the story about the actor pulling the rope across the stage, maybe it's our job when we read this text to let go of the rope and let God do the pulling. That is good news that is worth trusting. That's the kind of news that is worth having written on your heart, like the covenant of Jeremiah says. And the hope that's expressed in these words is still back in the Old Testament. Before the time of Jesus, it proves that the Old Testament is a book of grace. It has many windows to God's grace. That kind of good news can wake people up and shake people up But there's even more. Now we turn to the gospel lesson from John 12 that I read for you. Now, Jesus has just raised Lazarus from the tomb, and that got a lot of attention. This remove the stone passage, which should sound familiar to us, really turns things upside down, and that is a turning point in the Gospel of John. Here in this 10th and 11th chapters, these stories where Jesus actually brings someone back from the dead, it is a turning point which, believe it or not, angers the Jews and causes them to want to harm Jesus and to do away with him. He's too much of a threat. It's a turning point, this story is, in the Gospel of John, where Jesus raises Lazarus from the tomb. I was a Boy Scout in young days, and I never was very secure about it. But we were camping one time in the Wichita Mountains near Lawton, Oklahoma. You've been there probably. We got a little out of the range of our comfort zone, beyond our pay grade, so to speak, or at least beyond our training. We found ourselves without much training, or maybe, well, without any training. We found ourselves rappelling down the side of a pretty steep cliff. You'd think that climbing down would be easier than climbing up, but it's really not, because when you're climbing up, you lean into the hill, and when you're climbing down, you cannot help but feel as though you're leaning out away from it as you go down. I thought we were in over our heads and probably needed some serious help, but we made it. Buddy system, you know. Paul Gribble and I were buddies, and we made it. I helped him, and he helped me. I wish I could thank him. And in today's text from John, Jesus has just raised Lazarus from the tomb. This kind of remove the stone passage really turned things upside down. It prompted people to ask, who is this man Jesus? Just who? And some of them went to the Pharisees, and out of fear, these old school leaders made the decisions that would change the course in the second half of John's story. Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to me. John says that this shows how Jesus was going to die. When I am lifted up, as we know, lifted up on the cross. When I'm lifted up on the side of the mountain, he might say, the mountain of Calvary, with no way up, no way out either, except to go through it. Jesus was nailed to the cross and then lifted up on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, and yet Jesus was the one that was pulling the rope. He was not a victim. He was a willing participant. He was the Savior. He wasn't killed as a victim. He gave his life willingly as a sacrifice, as a gift. That is the Christ whom we worship at Easter and all during this season of Lent and every Sunday. Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. When I am lifted up. The how is factual. He prophesied how, but he proclaimed the why. When I am lifted up, he said, I will draw all people unto myself. That's the why. That's the reason. Like the talent show guy pulling both ends of the same rope, Jesus seemed to be saying, when I am pulled across the stage of the cross, I will pull people, draw people unto myself. and unto God. So Jesus covered the how and the why. How was when I am lifted up, crucified. And the why is to draw all people to myself. I will be drawn for the purpose of drawing others into God's presence. What a way to die, to give yourself for others. Jesus called it being glorified. What should I say? He said, should I say, Father, save me? No. It is for this reason that I have come into the world. Father, save me? No. But rather, Father, glorify your name. Make your will be done. And then the voice from heaven came saying, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. And the crowd standing there thought it was thunder that they were hearing. That rumbling sound of God's voice. And some said, an angel has spoken to Jesus. And he said, no, this voice was not for my benefit, but for yours. For now is the time for judgment. Now is the time for grace. And when I am lifted up, I will draw all people unto myself. How easy it is for us to change our priorities, to focus on the wrong things, to hold on to the wrong things. One of the things that was evidence that Jesus is divine was that he kept his purpose and his focus. We have the responsibility to help spread his word, to help scatter the seeds. It's part of being a good gardener, and you know it's a three-part formula. We seed, we weed, and we feed. It works in the garden that way, and it works in raising a family. We seed the ground by planting seeds, by sowing the word, by spreading it. Then we weed the fields. We nurture those small plants by keeping them protected from the weeds, by keeping the weeds back, pulled, by cultivating and calling those seeds to grow, and then we feed them. We nurture them and we provide food and water. We do it the same for our young ones and for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. We provide hope and knowledge and joy, assurance and good news, those things which nurture and nourish us to the core. We imitate that. We seed, we weed, and we feed. We do it in our own homes with our own children. And we do it when we teach a Sunday school class. When we lead others. And when we smile at someone who's having a bad day and listen to them a little bit. So, seed, weed, and feed. While that's easy to remember, it's not meant to be just a sacred pun. I've had friends, you have too probably, who make puns all the time till it's really pretty exhausting. This is so much more than a pun. It's a convenience that the words rhyme to make them easy to remember. But it's a recipe for living a life filled with grace that we are more than willing to share with others. We have to be willing to let go of the rope, to let go of fear and to hold on to the rope, to let go and then hold on again, to let go of dread and hang on to challenge, to let go of hurt and hold on to healing, to let go of fear and hold on to love, to let go of regret and hold on to joy, to let go of the rope, really, and to hold on to Christ, our Lord, to let go of what we value most and place our value upon Christ above all. And, well, to remember that there is a ledge below. There is a place just beyond what we might be able to see where we can land, even when we stumble around and let go too soon. So in our Bible text today, this gospel lesson, the Greeks come to see Jesus really curious more than anything else. And he begins to teach them, to teach all those around him, but he includes the Greeks who have come mostly out of curiosity. He teaches them that dying seed bears fruit. It's where we get his quote that says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it lives again. It grows and multiplies and bears fruit again. And then he says, Father, glorify your name. And at that point is where that affirming voice from the sky, from heaven. The bystanders said they thought it was thunder. Didn't even recognize it as a voice. They weren't expecting a voice to come from the clouds. That affirming voice that Jesus understood to say, I have glorified my name, and I will glorify it again. Some said an angel spoke to him. Others said, oh, it was just thunder. But Jesus said, the voice wasn't for me. It was for you, for your benefit. For now is the time of the judgment of the world. Now this world's ruler will be thrown out, the Lord says. When I am lifted up, I will draw everyone to me. To travel light, you have to let go of some things. And when we decide to follow Jesus, we do just that. Knowing that we may follow him all the way to the cross and even beyond the cross. Our invitation hymn is going to be, I have decided to follow Jesus. We sing that so easily. But in the season of Lent, as we are headed toward Holy Week, we cannot escape the fact that when we follow Jesus, we follow him right to the cross. Come, let us follow him all the way to the cross and beyond the cross.